Mobile.
Okay, 4 RM Mobile.
Ed, how you doing?
To that four-letter word called work.
It's kind of damp and misty out this morning.
Oh, it is.
I think we're supposed to get more later this afternoon, I guess. I don't know. But, yeah, that terrible word, I don't use it. I'm on the way over to the water fitness. I've been going 3 days a week trying to get in a little better shape. I can tell a difference. But anyway, it starts like at 8:30. I'm going a different way than I normally do. I'm going the way I normally come home. And I'm coming on Woodruff Road and getting off on Scuffletown and then taking a kind of a back way through some neighborhoods. And I don't know. This may be shorter, but it might be longer, if you know what I mean.
Those things where you don't know whether you can get there from there or not. You're off the beaten path, so to speak. Speaking of water things, yeah, that's good for you. Mary did that when she was pregnant with Ben. I think they called it water aerobics, but she was the youngest person in the class. Most of the people in there were retirees who were trying to limber themselves up, so to speak, or work on, you know, muscle problems or joint problems or whatever. But there's something to doing that kind of stuff in water. I don't quite understand the physics of it, but it works.
When she's pregnant. I go for 2 hours on Tuesdays and Thursdays. It's actually two classes. The one they call Go Deep, it's really the same as the other, but you're supposed to get down to the deeper end, but I always stay where the water's about to my neck, and where I can put my feet on the ground. I feel like I get more out of it that way. Then there's one called Aqua Fitness, and then there's one that's like Latin dance, Zumba or something. But I tell you what, that thing, it's like a torture. And I love watching the instructor. She must take a ballet or something, I don't know, but very graceful. But my goodness, I don't know how she does the moves she does. Of course, she's up on land. She can do all that quick. We're in the water, and it takes forever to catch up with her. But she is really good. It's really a workout. So it works. It's the resistance in the water, you know. You know, you got to move that water around your limbs, your arms, your hands, your legs, your feet. It really does work. So anyway, that's what I'm doing on the road here this morning. So I might be catching a little bit more often. I haven't been turning the radio on. I forgot that you're on in the mornings. N4IQ.
Mobile, yeah, I heard you a couple days ago, I think it was. Let's see, what's today? Thursday. Seems like it was one day earlier this week. I heard you throw out your call sign. And I think Dave, KB4CBA, came back to you, but you didn't answer him. And then I later called you, but I figured you must have either didn't have the volume up or had already gotten out of the car.
I'll leave the volume down or squelch up or I don't know. I try to adjust it. yeah, sometimes I don't even turn the radio on. I just forget about it, if you know what I mean. Let's see. Oh, here's a turn. I can't believe I can turn right here. Nobody coming the other way. Anyway, you're talking about she was the youngest one. I don't know. I may be the oldest. I don't know. I kind of look like most of the people in there are about 60-ish, you know, something like that. A little bit older. I don't know. I might be on the upper side of that scale. But I don't care. I always tell Elaine, I said, me and the other women just really had a good time today.
Well, this was 30, 35, 36 years ago when Mary was doing it. She was pregnant with Ben, and clearly she was the only young person in the class, and they were all probably 60 or more. But anyway, she really enjoyed it. I saw that email you sent us the other day with the, I guess, the log scoring. I didn't have a chance to look at it, but I assume that's pretty standard.
And it's kind of like baseball. I'll tell you about the runs, hits, errors, you know, your statistics, how many errors you had copying, how many people didn't get you in the log, but you had in the log, and vice versa. And they have all kinds of statistics, but that's standard. But you can kind of compare how well you did, not just the score, but in terms of accuracy. That's the reason they put it out there. They actually will deduct, you know, if you copy something wrong and you log it, and, you know, they, depending on what you did, they'll actually deduct that and then give you a penalty. So that, they really promote the accuracy over here.
That's good. I guess it helps us to try to be more careful going forward. So so next time we come to the meeting, I guess you're going to bring that certificate from the IARU?
Yes. It's there on my desk. Just send a folder with your call on it. I just got to get to the meeting and get it to you. And I'm going to make a keying interface. I'll just leave it up there. So I'll make it. They're not too hard to make, and you just use it with a USB adapter, which I've got one. So we can just leave it up there. So anytime there's a contest like that, IARU, CW, has CW component, there'll be a keyer up there to key your radio.
Still, I also need to get one of those little things where we can, I don't know whether you call it a pigtail or what, but where we can, if somebody's operating and somebody just wants to listen, you know what, put a set of phones in and listen, I need to get one of those too.
It's a Y connector. It's a stereo Y connector. Audio stereo Y connector, 8-inch.
Get one of those out. Who sells those?
At one time I was at Radio Shack, but you can get them on Amazon. The type that I like are the ones where it's actually cable. You know, it's a wide, it's a Y, and it's made out of cable. You can get them so that they're just a plastic piece with connectors built in, but the cables are better. You can get them on, they're real common. Just about any, you could go Best Buy. Just about anybody that sells some audio stuff, you probably can pick them up at Walmart. But you got to make sure it's a 3.5 millimeter or 1/8 inch, the same, and stereo. Then you make sure the gender is correct. Then you have a male, and then you have two female connectors on it.
I'm in Walmart or Best Buy. I'll try to pick one of those up. So we'll have one come contest time.
It'd be always up there, you know. It just makes it so much easier when everything's there. Then you'll have your computer, which is already set up within 1 mm. It won't take much to change it over to IARU, that sort of thing. The more you can have pre-set up and available right there, just less chance somebody forgetting something or taking extra time.
RM Mobile, yeah. Sounds good. Well, I'm looking forward to it. We may go up this weekend. We hadn't decided. But if we do, it'll just be for a short trip. It's always something to do up there. And we've got our full-time renter in the cottage now. I think I may have told you that. So she's there. going to be there until she gets her house built, so probably a minimum of 6 to 8 months, maybe even more, over.
It's such a nice place to stay. I'm sure she's probably going to miss it once she gets into her own house. Maybe she'll trade you. I'm just kidding. All right, well, I'm here at the Y, so I'm going to get in there and change. That wasn't too bad, even having to go across traffic from East Georgia and to get on the opposite lane on Woodruff. I was still able to do it in 15 minutes. I think that's quicker than the other way. All right, you have a great day. Don't work too hard and catch all those crooks out there. There's plenty of them. Probably won't have any problem doing that. K4RM and 4IQ.
Hello to you, and glad you navigated correctly to where you needed to go. Have a good workout, and we'll talk to you later. N4IQ Mobile, this is K4RM Mobile, clear.